Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we say thank you. This afternoon, receive our praise. We are eternally grateful. We are forever grateful. Some of us were nothing, but by connecting us to this great commission, we now matter in life. Daddy, we say thank you. We came with tears, but now we are with cheers. Daddy, we can't thank you enough. We are grateful. We are grateful. Birmingham Church, we are grateful. We know where this church is from, and we know how far you have brought us. We are not taking it for granted. This afternoon, accept our thanks, accept our praise, accept our worship. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Welcome your neighbor to your left, to your right. Wish them happy 45th anniversary. Then you can take your seats. I'd like to appreciate God and His servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. We are looking at briefly understanding the power of thanksgiving. Understanding the power of thanksgiving. Understanding is what gives meaning and impact to everything that we do. Understanding. It's what gives meaning and impact to everything that we do. Psalm 47, as we read from the call to worship, verse 7. For God is the King of the earth. Sing ye praises with what? Understanding. Understanding will always move one from information to revelation. Until you understand, you will end up settling with information. But revelation is what gives one meaning in life. When one understands, you move from the realm of activity. You don't see thanksgiving as an activity, but as impact. From activity to impact. So understanding is simply the bridge between information and transformation. The bridge. So if you want to cross from information to a transformed life, you need understanding. Somebody say, I need understanding. You cannot rise above what you do not understand. You cannot rise. So that is why this afternoon, we want to get into the power dimension of thanksgiving, of thanksgiving, thanksgiving. He said, understanding the power, the depth of your understanding will always determine the height of your result, your depth of understanding. Now, what is the power dimension of thanksgiving? Thanksgiving carries power to multiply blessings. It carries power. So, if you understand and you engage, you are not meant to be left where you are, but you are meant to multiply. And that is the power dimension of thanksgiving. In John chapter 6, when Jesus took the loaves of bread, what multiplied it is thanksgiving. Can you see the power dimension of thanksgiving? Not only that, it carries the power that changes situations. Thanksgiving changes situations. We know the story of Lazarus, dead for 4 days. By now he stinketh. But thanksgiving, the power dimension of thanksgiving brought Lazarus back to life. For somebody hearing me, as you thank him today, that situation against your life, they will give up. Amen. Thanksgiving may not ignore your situation, but it has power to transform it. So what you are, it will not deny it. But when you engage the power dimension, your situation changes for good. What has brought this commission this far is the power of thanksgiving. And watch out, one of the greatest syllabuses that we do every year is thanksgiving. That is why this church is never known a better last year. Every year is an improvement. Why? The people are smart enough to give God thanks. And as you thank him today, everything concerning you will speak of God's glory. Thanksgiving is not just words. It is power in expression. Power in expression. Somebody say power in expression. So that's the power dimension. Don't see thanksgiving as words. It is power demonstrated. So before the service run up, we are going to demonstrate the power level of thanksgiving. And that is why I know, for somebody hearing me, you'll be living here with your desired testimony. We truly own God thanks. Somebody say, I own God thanks. We truly own God thanks. Look at the glorious events for the past 45 years. And we are here today to pay our debt. We are here to pay our debt. Glorious act of God. You hear our sister's testimony. Doctors concluded she has to live with it for the rest of her life. But she stepped into the liberation commission. And the God of liberation liberated her. I strongly believe everybody sitting here, we have a testimony. Ask your neighbor, do you have a testimony? Every one of us has a testimony to share in this assembly. Every one of us. If we are to give the chance for everybody to share testimony, everybody has a testimony. God connected us to liberate us from all oppressions of the devil. I believe God, whatever you are thanking him for, will never go down in your life. Psalm 96, verse 7. Psalm 96, verse 7. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Look at verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. It is due to his name. Don't steal or share in God's glory. It is poisonous to man. Give all glory unto his holy name. And I pray that this afternoon, our thanksgiving will be accepted. Not only accepted, but God will be causing us to scale new heights in the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light, and it shines more and more. But why do we give thanks? Now that we've talked a bit about understanding, why do we give thanks? Why? Thanksgiving is what we own God, both as individuals and as a church. It's what we own God. A person who understands they own God, they behave differently. They don't take God's blessing for granted. They are humbled by the act of God. And they consciously give him all the thanks. Hear me? God keeps account of his act in your life. If you don't know, he keeps account. Whatever he is doing, he's keeping record. So if you are not careful to give him the thanks, as God's servant said in the first service, your credit rating will drop to zero. And when your credit rating drops to zero in this country, can you afford accommodation? Can you afford a house? If your mobile phone contract, they would deny you because your credit has what? Falling to zero. It's looking red. But I pray that our heaven's credit account will never go red. So anytime you give him thanks, you are improving on your credit. And the better your credit rating, the more accessible you are to the things of this country. And with God, the more accessible you are to God. Your credit rating will never diminish. Look at Luke chapter 17, verse 17. Luke 17, verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Can you see? He kept an account. He knew they were 10. And he also knew they were cleansed. That is the account. God is keeping record of his act in your life. The one leper that came did not only experience healing, which is restoration, but he received wholeness, which is total restoration. Healing is to deal with the symptoms, but wholeness is the whole body fully recover. I trust God that your thanksgiving will not be corrupted. Every act of God demands thanksgiving. And hear this. If you understand this, you will never run out of thanks. You will never. Every moment will be thanksgiving. Because you can see the act of God in your life. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always. Somebody say always. We are bound. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. We are bound to give thanks always. We owe God thanks for every good thing we can see in our lives. Every good thing that we can see in our life. Whatever good in your life, God deserves the thanks. Ephesians 5 verse 20. Giving thanks always. For all things unto God. James 1 verse 17. Every good and what? Perfect gift. Come from where? From above. What are some of the good things that we can see in our life? Life and breath. Somebody say life and breath. Look at Job chapter 12 verse 10. Job 12 verse 10. We are going to read it together now. Job chapter 12 verse 10. Let's go. In whose hand is the soul of what? And the breath of what? So the soul of everything is in whose hand? The breath of every mankind is in whose hands? So who is sustaining you? Who woke you up this morning? Somebody say alarm clock. Take the alarm clock to the mortuary and see whether they woke up. In his hand, is our soul is in his hand. And our breath is in him. So God is the source and sustainer of our life. Can you say that with me? God is the source and the sustainer of my life. You are alive today not because you chose to, but God allow it. So that means you can't run out of thanks. You woke up. You were able to urinate free. Poo-poo free. No gadget. You think it is normal, it's a normal daily thing, right? Wait until one of the tube is blocked and you begin to suffer when you are urinating. But that will not be true. Amen. Because you have come to thank him, so your tube will not be blocked. Amen. It is not mechanical. It is by sustenance. May he take off his hand once you are dead. But thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. Who causes us to thank? Somebody lift up your right hand and say, thank you, Jesus. If you are breathing, it means God is still working. God is still working. When you understand that life is a gift, thanksgiving becomes natural. Becomes natural. Look at Psalm 3, verse 5. Psalm 3, verse 5. I lay down and slept. I awake, for who sustained me? The Lord sustain me. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has what? Breath. Praise God. So give thanks for your breath and he will supply your bread. Give thanks for your breath and he will supply your bread. I pray that thanksgiving will never depart from us. Look at the book of Psalm 103. He said he healed all our world diseases. Do you think that sickness went because you took that medication? Somebody took double that medication, but he didn't survive. It is God that healeth all our diseases. So we own him time. Somebody said, I own him time. I saw this. Look at Psalm 145, verse 15. Psalm 145, verse 15. It said, the eyes of all who wait upon thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. So food on your table is my God. Don't take it casual. The food that you eat is somebody's testimony that he's looking for. You are hearing me. Some people even ate Eba. Well fitted. Eba is digesting very, very well. What they are hearing me, make sure you don't sleep. It doesn't put you to sleep. Food on your table is by the mighty hand of God. Look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. A man's gift maketh room before kings. Opportunities. Your skills that God endowed with is what has given you that IT job that you are doing now. It's not because you are overqualified. There were people who were better than you. So every moment of our life, we have every reason to thank God. Psalm 121, verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from what? Oh, evil. Protection from unseen danger. You sleep, the arrows are flying day and night around your area, but God exempted you. There is a hand upon your life. And yesterday, the prophetic word came strongly. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. That the angel of this commission will be going with every one of us. So from today, no more losses in your life. I say no more losses in your life. Even there are certain delays that prevented greater problems. Delay is not enough. There are certain delays, they prevented you from certain problems. So at every moment, you and I have every reason to thank God. Hear this. We owe God timely thanksgiving to avoid a reversal of his blessing. We owe him thanksgiving because God's hand is behind all the great happening in our midst. Look at Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. Malachi 2, verse 1. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. And don't forget, you are a royal priesthood. So this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, see where we are going now. So your thanksgiving must come from where? Your heart. To give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Because I'm going to say, God forbid. And I will curse your blessing, God forbid. I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart to give thanks unto me. But that will not be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you hear the good news, give him thanks immediately. The door open, give thanks unto him. Because delay can turn gratitude into forgetfulness. When you delay, the tendency of forgetting is high. Forget not all his blessings. As soon as it is landing, you are thanking him. If it is delay, the tendency of forgetting his blessings is high. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at John chapter 15, verse 5, the latter verse. For without me, you can do nothing. What you don't thank God for on time may lose value in the long run. It may lose value. What you don't thank him for. So the thanksgiving must be timely. From work, you got home. The first statement from your mouth, Father, I thank you. It's not because you are driving the best car in town. Having to see the best cars in town park on the motorway side, involved in accident here and there. So it's not the best that you are driving. It's the hand that is holding you. That hand will never lead you. Will never leave you. When you give God thanks quickly, you secure what he has given you. When you give it quickly, you secure it. I pray that our thanksgiving will no longer be frustrated. Will no longer be frustrated. Thanksgiving is gateway to scaling new altitude. It's gateway to scaling new altitude. It's not just a response. It's a gateway to scaling new altitude. It's a spiritual strategy for advancement and positioning you for higher levels. Look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, Neither shall be fruit in a vine. The labor of olive shall fail. The field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the field. And there shall be no herd in a store. Yet, somebody say yet. I will what? Rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in a God of what? So thanksgiving in tough times is what lifts you into the higher ground. Thanksgiving in tough times. Thanksgiving is not dependent on the situation. It changes your situation. Don't let the situation blind your eyes. It is one step at a time. You heard a sister's testimony. When the blood was flowing for 40 days, when she entered, and it was 3 weeks, she began to thank God. That, wow, it can go from 40 days to 19 days. This is the supernatural hand. And God said, wow, you are thanking me for that. I've not even finished. Now, get the completion now. Now, from 3 weeks to how many days? Because she was very smart. Somebody say, I'll be very smart. She thanked God for the healed hand, knowing very well that he that has started a good work will surely hold, bring it to perfection. I pray anything that you are thanking God for will never run dry in your life. I say will never run dry in your life. If you want to go higher, don't wait for better conditions. Start where you are. Don't wait for better conditions. The day that I'll get the dream, my dream job, that day I will dance. That day will never come up. The 2 hours begin to celebrate him so that he will move you. That is why some people are stagnated. They are thanking, they are not thanking God because they are waiting for their perfection. But God will give you the good. He said, every good and what? It's not perfect and good. God is too very smart. Every good. So you are believing God. When we were going for interview, they told they were going to give you COS. They gave you the job. They did not give you the COS. You go home angry. You have missed out on your COS. How many people were there for the job? 10. How many got it? 1. It's a signal that he has begun a good work. And he's going to perfect it. I pray that whatever God has started will be perfected. Whatever he has begun will be perfected. But from this afternoon, be very smart. Somebody say, I'll be very smart. And I'll be very intentional. Any good I see, I'll give him thanks. And he will move you into perfection. That will be your testimony from today. I said, that will be your testimony from today. Thanksgiving is the fruit of our lips that guarantees return on our investment of time, energy, and resources. It's the fruit of our lips. It's the fruit of our lips. Hear this and follow this carefully, because God is going to change the fruit of your lips today. Look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2. Proverbs 13, verse 2 is the fruit of our lips. We are going to read that together now. Proverbs 13, verse 2. Let's go. A man shall eat the good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat what? So when you speak, either complain or gratitude affect your experience in life. 2 things. Now your mouth is not just expressive, but productive. Not to express things, but your mouth is ordained to bring fruits. Now let's get the clarity now. Let's go to Hebrews 13, verse 15. Let's see what the fruit of the lips is all about. Hebrews 13, verse 15. We'll read that together quickly. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Let's go. Him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of what? Praise to God continually. That is the fruit of what? That is what? The fruit of our life. Doing what? So what is the fruit of your life from today? What is the fruit of your life today? Ask the one sitting by your side. What is the fruit of your life today? So this fruit must not insult your husband again. It must not insult your wife again. Because the fruit of your life is ordained to carry what? So your wife misbehaved. I thank God for the behavior today. God will change that behavior from good to perfection. Your husband becomes stubborn. Say, honey, I love you. You are very stubborn, but I love you. I thank God for your life. everything about his system will change. Because before then, he knew the fruit of your lips was to attack, but now the fruit of your lips have changed. Put your right hand up from today. This fruit of my lips will be giving thanks continually. Say that confidently. From today, this fruit of my lips will be giving thanks continually. A thankful life or mouth produces a fruitful life. A thankful mouth produces a fruitful life. So if you want to see fruitfulness, God has given you the weapon today. Don't go and misfire this weapon again. Don't go and misuse this weapon again. From today, anything you thank God for, with the fruit of your lips, you see that perfection. You see that perfection. In the name of Jesus Christ, what your hand invests, your mouth can sustain. Don't use your hand, your mouth, to destroy what your hand has started doing. God has started doing something in your life with this hand of yours. You see 1% increase. God, I thank you. God's servant was making an analogy. Your BP used to be very high. Your blood pressure was very high. But after measurement, it dropped to -2. What do you have to do to God? Father, I thank you. Not, this thing is staying. It has not even gone down. Your mouth has scattered what God is about to do. But from today, this mouth of yours will not scatter the things of God. It will not scatter your marriage. Let them amen show it. Thanksgiving is a mystery that moves up from one level to another level. Hear this. From healing to wholeness. Healing to wholeness. From healing to wholeness. That is what Thanksgiving does. Healing addresses the symptom, but wholeness addresses the entire life condition. From healing to wholeness. Gratitude, hear this, upgrade your testimony. So whatever you thank God for, it's upgraded. 1 bedroom is upgraded. 2 bedroom is upgraded. 3 bedroom is upgraded. That is how God works. I pray to God that from today, we'll engage these principles in our life. Every time, have a reason to thank him. Because there is something good in that situation for you. I believe God, your thanksgiving will never go dry again. What again? From dryness to flourishing. From dryness to flourishing. Emptiness to fruitfulness. Stagnation to growth. Where gratitude flows, dryness cannot remain. So if you want to be fruitful, engage a thankful heart. God is changing your status. One to another, one to another, one to another. The sister that we heard the testimony, when they go to the hotel room 10 times. They have moved within 6 times. 6 months, they've moved 10 times. They go to the hotel room, they heard their hand, said, this time, no more. God heard them, change their status from homelessness to a owner of a home. Somebody, I thought you are celebrating God for that. This is what God can do. Your testimony will not be corrupted. I say your testimony will not be corrupted. Thanksgiving is not just good, it is productive. It is productive. Psalm 92, verse 14. Psalm 92, verse 14. They shall still be bringing forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright and there is no unrighteousness in him. I pray to God that from today, your mouth will not bring down the act of God. Your mouth can either water your life or dry it up. But for you, your life will be watered. From rags to riches. Rags to riches. I like Psalm 62. Look at the journey for Psalm 62. That will surprise you. Look at the journey. Psalm 62 verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our head. We went through fire, through water, but thou broughtest us out of them into where? Into where? Notice the journey. Fire, water, overwhelming situation. Now God has brought them into where? Well, there is. So your challenges are not meant to be your end. Your challenges are your pathway to your glory. So what you are going through now, it is taken to your glory. We went through the fire. We went through the water. But all through this, there were pathways leading to our enthronement. I trust God for somebody hearing me. Whatever you are going through will lead to your enthronement.
Whatever you are passing through will lead to your enthronement. Let that amen show in.
Furthermore, thanksgiving facilitates access to revelation. Access to revelation. Access to revelation. Revelation is divine insight. God opening our eyes to see the truth clearly. But we gain this access in his presence. And the Bible says, enter into his presence with what? Thanksgiving. So when you enter into his presence with thanksgiving, you have gained access to revelation. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life. For in thy presence, there is what? Fullness of joy. What again? Thanksgiving engenders breakthrough in our various endeavors. For somebody, by your thanksgiving today, you'll be breaking through. Engenders breakthrough. Look at Isaiah 54, verse 1. Isaiah 54, verse 1. It says, sing, O ye barren. Did not that body break forth into singing? Somebody said, I'll be breaking forth into singing. Cry aloud that thou dost not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married one. There are potential in you. Don't let the enemy take away your joy. Verse 11, verse 2. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtain of their habitation. Spare not, lending thy cord, strengthening thy stake. For thou shalt break forth on the right, break forth on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentile and make the desolate cities to be habited. I thought your amen is showing it. So you are going to break forth in the left, break forth on the right. Hear me, by your thanksgiving today, no force of hell will deny you your breakthrough. But the secret is in verse 1. It says, break forth into singing. Break forth into dancing. Because I, God, am about to catapult you into glory. Hear me, from today, you will never suffer shame again. You will never suffer breakdown again. In the name of Jesus Christ. What again? Thanksgiving secures fulfillment of prophecies. Fulfillment of prophecies. It is our year of open door. When God opens, no man can close. Financial doors will open to you. Miracle doors will be opening. Marital doors will be open. If that is you, let the amen show it. And what did Abraham do? Romans 4 verse 18. Who against hope, believe in hope, that he must become the father of many nations according to what was spoken. That is the prophecy. So that shall thy seed be. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But what was he doing? Strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory to God. Let's read verse 21 together now. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised. Is God able to bring about your miracle job? Is able to bring about your COS? Is able to bring about your marital testimony? Is able to bring you whatever you desire? If your answer is yes, rise to your feet and begin to appreciate him now. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Thank him and thank him. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. He was not down. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's able to bring to power. Somebody thank this good God for the prophecy that has gone ahead of you. Your year of open doors. Doors are opening on the left, on the right. They are opening miracle doors, academic doors, financial doors, marital doors. Begin to thank him. Give him all the praise. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you ready to break into dancing? Are you ready to break into celebration? I believe now your understanding has opened why we have to thank God. Whatever you are thanking him for will never leave you at that same spot. Your thanksgiving today will catapult you into realms of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, God is in a hurry in this service to do something. He's going to do somebody's position. He's going to change supernaturally. By the time you are stepping out, your testimony will be reaching out. Your phone will be ringing. The email will be coming through.
Because God is in a hurry to settle somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, first thing first, with our eyes closed, with our head bowed, it's only the living that can praise him. Only the living that can praise him. Until you are living, you are connected to the source. The flow will never reach out to you. With our eyes closed, what the helper said, Jesus, I need to connect first with you so that the flow can reach out to me. I need you as my Lord and personal Savior. You want to make that prayer, wherever you are, boldly, confidently, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you now in a hurry. God is in a hurry to change your death story. Lift it up now. Nobody's looking at you. God bless you. You need that change. You need that flow. Lift up your right hand so that I can see you. Please, God bless you for making that, lifting up your right hand. With your hand lifted up, please make a step forward. Come to the altar now. I want to pray with you now. Quickly, come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Those of you lifted up your right hand, make your way to the front now. Church, let's celebrate Jesus as they make their way to the altar now. Quickly, quickly. Simple instruction to your breakthrough. Make your way to the altar now. Jesus, I need to connect first with you. I need that connectivity with you. I need that connectivity with you. I need that connectivity with you. Somebody now, you lift up your right hand, wherever you are, make your way to the front now quickly. Make your way to the front. God is in a hurry to connect you to your own testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those of us in front, God bless you for taking this bold step. Put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word that has enriched me today. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Help me, Lord, to live for you for the rest of my life. Thank you for your grace that has reached me today. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you. Upon this confession today, every blessing that is your entitlement will be reaching out to you. The channel is open. The flow will be reaching out to you. The blessings of God today will catapult you into realms of glory. For you hearing me, no more shame, no more reproach. Your testimony will be shared on this altar. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step. One of our pastors is waving on my right hand over there. He's waving. Make your way to him. He will give you additional information to help you with your journey with Christ. Somebody celebrate Jesus with a clap offering.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.